Gil, is that as clinical as an open round performance that we've seen from Donegal in a long time?
Ah, Camiras, as I say, it's a performance and it's a one-time. As I say, that's what it is. That was the big push for us, really, coming into today's game, coming off the back of, you know, seven games in the National League where we put in okay performances, but we weren't getting ones, and there's nothing that can do for confidence like a one. And hopefully that'll give us a kick here now to push on again for 2 weeks.
Yeah, because as well as that, you were short a number of key players, obviously, were people that we would look upon as first-choice players.
Yeah, and that's what gives the opportunity for others. It's difficult, I suppose, to get the opportunity for a lot of younger lads and a lot of lads even just wanting to get game time into the squad. So as I say, we're just happy that the boys put up their hands there today to come in for players that maybe were carrying knocks or injured and not ready. And as I say, it's about us now really pushing on, getting a strong squad and pushing on for 2 weeks, because the games are coming thick and fast and you need a competitive squad.
Yeah, and obviously that was shown today. Michael Langan, I thought, exceptional game. Jimmy Brennan as well, obviously had a good league campaign, but really blossomed today as well.
Yeah, delighted. You know, we know within the county here that a number of the lads have really, really strong ability, and it's about them, I suppose, getting the chance, and it can be difficult to do that throughout games when you're really looking for ones, but they have a lot of ability, and just delighted for Michael Ankman there today. Kicked some fantastic scores along with Kieran Thompson and Jimmy Brennan, as you mentioned. And if you look at the teams that we're trying to compete with in Ulster and in Ireland, they're getting a spread of scores from everywhere, so it's important that we keep that up and keep it going, and as I say, for them lads to keep pushing on like they're doing.
Yeah, very open game, wasn't it?
I suppose the scoreboard shows that it's a bit different. You know, I suppose from an attacking point of view, you would be relatively happy at times. I didn't think we had times there where we were a bit wasteful in possession too going forward, so we need to really look upon that. But likewise too, our defending, you know, if you're going to compete with the latter stages, you can't be racking up a concession of scores like that. So it's something we'll look at in the next coming weeks again, going into the Derry game and push forward into the training for that.
Did Cavan start and that early goal from them kind of sharpen your focus and kind of say to you, this mightn't be just as easy as we thought it's going to be?
I thought we got off to a relatively well good start, and then obviously the Cavan goal brought them really, really back into it, and they pushed forward and we responded very well in that middle patch of the first half, and we really pushed on. We got a goal of our own, and Cavan again responded before half time. And I suppose going at half time we were very disappointed, because we suppose we had a lead of maybe 7 points, and that would cut to 3. So again, it's all about responding, and we responded well enough to that again in the start of the second half, and managed to push on. And as I say, the introduction, even the likes of Kim Mulligan, who came in there today, was a big plus to us, and a lad, I suppose, that maybe picked up a few knocks throughout the year that really put his head down and put his hand up over the last month or two to really try and put his name to the fore. So the more of that we get, the only benefit they can do for it.
Yeah. So all in all, a good performance, and Donegal in a good place.
Come here, so we were here this time last year. We won a game against Antrim. We're going into the Tyrone game. We know what it's about. We know what we need to do. So it's about, I suppose, this is the time you need to start doing it. We're not going to get too carried away. As I say, we've been here other years, and we need to improve upon our performances in other years now, and this is the time of year to do it.
2 weeks to get ready now for Derry.
Yeah, that's it, 2 weeks now for Derry, and I'm sure Derry, looking at that and get to play in their own backyard, will feel fairly confident. So as I say, we have a lot of improving through, and as I say, 2 weeks to do that, another game, and please God, we push on.